This is Lillian here with Safe Food, and I'm at our All-Ireland Obesity Action Forum meeting, and the title of the meeting that we have had today is Candy-Coated Marketing. So I'm sitting here with Dr. Mimi Tatlow-Golden from UCD, who's kindly given me a few minutes just to ask her a few questions. So thank you very much, Mimi, for agreeing to do this with me.
Hi there.
Today, what did you do your presentation on? It was something to do about preschool children and how marketing, their views on marketing and what they recognise. Was it something along those lines?
Yeah, we were looking at this study and at sort of two things. One of them was how many ads and for healthy and unhealthy foods they're actually seeing.
Okay.
And the other thing was, well, what do they actually understand about food in terms of what's healthy and what's not healthy, and about food brands? What are they recognising and seeing? Given that these young children are supposed to be living in a marketing environment now where the advertising of unhealthy foods on television is supposed to be quite strictly regulated.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you find that they are recognising the brands, you know, that are unhealthy, and are they recognising brands that are healthy and associating them with what they're saying they are?
Yeah. Well, what we found was that these little kids, 3 to 5 years old, were recognising a wide range of food brands. So across the group, over two-thirds of them were recognising the food brands that we were showing them. And the really intriguing thing for us was that we chose brands that are that are advertised on TV a lot at times when young kids are watching, healthy ones as well as unhealthy ones.
Okay.
But the kids were recognising the unhealthy brands way more than the healthy ones.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing looking at this in conjunction with the advertising research that we did is that it tells us that kids are watching TV at times outside of kids' programs.
Okay.
Seeing loads of ads for less healthy foods, probably over 1,000 a year, if not more than that.
Okay.
And so they're picking up on a lot of stuff that, you know, from the point of view of the regulations, you'd think that was dealt with, but we think it probably isn't yet.
Okay, so thanks very much. That's really good. It's food for thought for people. So thank you again, Mimi, and thanks for agreeing to take this.
You're welcome.